HarperCollins presents The Halfways by Niluparuddin, read by Emma Kayla. For Ahmed. This land offered me only dubious joys. Where else could I go? I found a broken boat and spent my life bailing out the water. Fakir Lalan Shah, translated by Deben Bhattacharya. Part 1. The Humble Murta and the Graceful Pond Dancer. Every few years, when his memory of his mother begins to fray, Elias makes his way to Sylhet, as though on a pilgrimage to a place some part of her can be found. The mother he had known had always been fond of the brief summer she had spent there. She had believed herself attached to the place, where the heart of her ancestry beat through the land. So, Elias makes the journey. One year, on his way to his ancestral village, he takes a detour. He hires a noka, a country boat, at a particularly solitary ghat of the Shari River. He holds the sides as the boatman manoeuvres them away from the river cliffs, out towards the marshy fringes, where, he has been informed, local villagers saw Shital Betty from the clusters of murta shrubs. He is curious to see what a murta plant looks like, a curiosity kindled by a thought his mother had shared with his aunt in one of her emails. The boatman slows the noka as they near the murta's curving around the shore. The plant that catches Elias's attention stands slightly apart from its brethren. Though this murta is taller and wider than the others, its languid leaves droop tragically into the water. They make the mats from the leaves? He asks the boatman, thinking of the array of beautiful Nokshi Shital baskets and mats and trays adorning his grandmother's house in the Beacons. The boatman shakes his head, and not a single well-oiled hair moves. Nah, bah, here, look. The man drops the oar, grabs the nearest murta, and pulls aside the leaves to reveal several wide stems that they are attached to. Eh, ta? Bucho? This is used for the mat, and the fans, and the baskets. Everything. As the heat of the sun hammers down on his head, Elias rummages in his rucksack for his mother's old hand fan. The boat rocks from side to side with a sleepy softness as the boatman tries to keep it still. Elias finds the fan and shows it to the man, who nods without understanding what's being told to him. About the beauty of metamorphosis, about how the lime-green plant has been sliced and dyed and deftly woven into this hand fan with its fading carmine border and its white chapler centre. How this comes from that, how this is, in essence, still that. Words his mother had written, words that have recently stirred in him a longing to be reunited with her. Elias motions to the man to steer the boat back to shore. As the oar strokes softly through the water, the boatman begins to sing the Batiali, his voice travelling out over the horizon in search of the sun god. Elias suddenly reaches out to the last of the murta and pulls a leaf free as the boat passes by. He holds it to his nose, inhales the beloved old world that it carries in its fragrance, and in the cool of its touch. The feel of the murta appeases an ancient craving in Elias, a craving for stories. All the women who have mothered him have grappled with this greed, without fully grasping how each story has helped light his path. Each bit of history, a beam in a flood of darkness, revealing to him something of life's circularity, of its inherent wisdom and simplicity. Their stories are the bones of his being. He arrives that evening in Nirashapur, his grandfather's ancestral village, the bruising sky quickening his footsteps towards the dots of turquoise blue glimpsed above the bamboo forest, the precious hand fan now in his rucksack, and the wilting leaf of the murta coiled in his pocket. The heat coaxed out by the darkness rises from the ground and blankets his legs. The shadows of the bamboo cane crisscross his path as the Nilbari, the blue house, comes into view, and the lights from the neighbouring doorways grow wide.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?